This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The largest film festival in the Rocky Mountain region, the Denver Film Festival, is returning in November. Officials with the festival say ticket packs and passes for the 46th edition went on sale this morning at 10. Tickets to individual screenings and special events will go on sale in the fall. Opening night is November 3rd with a red carpet event at the Ellie Calkins Opera House. Colorado is launching a program to encourage hunters to use lead-free bullets. CPR's Megan Verlee reports it will cover some of the cost of switching their ammunition.
Lead bullets can take a toll on the environment. Predators that consume wounded animals or tainted carcasses can suffer from lead poisoning. So the state wants hunters to go lead-free. Colorado Parks and Wildlife will embark on a public education campaign about the downside of lead bullets, and will offer hunters vouchers to cover some of the cost when they purchase bullets made from other materials. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
The president of Colorado State University Pueblo is stepping down at the end of this year. Timothy Mote made the announcement last week, saying he has accomplished all that he's able to do in the role. Mote led the school for 6 years and helped facilitate the addition of several graduate and postgraduate programs, as well as a program to cover tuition for students with family income below $70,000. And the Denver Nuggets hope to punch their ticket to the NBA Finals tonight. The Nuggets are in Los Angeles for Game 4 of the Western Conference Finals. Denver won the first 3 games of the series against the Lakers, and a win tonight would put them in the NBA Finals for the first time in their nearly 50-year history. This is CPR News and KRCC. That smoke coming down from the wildfires in Canada will continue today. In Colorado Springs, there's a slight chance of thunderstorms. Coming up next, it's Fresh Air.